Okay, so Ibn Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Bava Kamma, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi es tivno ves kashul rishus rabim lizavalim. If someone put out some straw or other type of straw into a rishus rabim, and the plan was that it was supposed to turn into fertilizer, that as people trample all over it, it's going to become an effective fertilizer. V'husak behen acher, but someone got hurt from tripping on it. So chayiv binisko, the guy who put it out there is going to be chayiv. It's a barber rishus rabim. V'kalakodim en zachah. Not only that, when you leave that straw out in rishus rabim, you're being mafkirit, so anyone can come and take it. So this was like a knas. Don't leave stuff out in rishus rabim that people could trip on. So the chum made a knas that it doesn't belong to you anymore if you do. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol makalkim rishus rabim. Anyone who makes anything that could cause damage in rishus rabim, even when you're allowed to leave it there, viziko, and it causes damage, chayev l'shalom, you have to pay. And if you left it there beyond the point that you were allowed to leave it there, the anyone who comes in and takes it is allowed to do so. That's the point is that Rav Shmuel Gamliel seems to be saying that you're going to be chayav for damages even if you were allowed to leave it there. The idea that kalakodem zacha behen, that's a knas when you're no longer allowed to leave it there. Hahofi chesagol b'rishus rabim, if there's a pile of excrement in rishus rabim and someone comes and flips over the pile, v'huzak behen acher, and then someone else comes and trips on it, chayiv benizko. So you have to pay. The guy who was hofich, the guy who messed with it, who moved it around, is going to be chayiv, because that's considered to be a kinyan on that item, so it's now his bar in the rishus rabim. Mishnah Dalit, shnei kadorin shoy malchin ze acher ze. If you have two potters that are walking one in front of the other in a rishus rabim, v'niskal harishon v'nafal, and the first guy trips and falls, v'niskal hashen rishon, so the second guy trips over the first guy, so it's like he gets rear-ended because the guy takes a short stop, so to speak. Harishon v'chayiv v'niskei sheni. So the first guy is going to have to pay for the damages that are done to the second guy, because he should have gotten up as quickly as he could, and since he didn't get up as quickly as he could, so he's chayiv for leaving himself as the bar in the rishus rabim that tripped the guy behind him. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we had said that someone who takes out some straw into rishus rabim to turn it into manure and someone else gets hurt by it, the owner of the straw is going to be chayiv, and not only that, we make a knas that anyone who wants to go take that straw home with them is allowed to do so. Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says, even if you were allowed to leave the straw there, you're going to be chayiv for the nezek, and if you leave the straw there for longer than you're allowed to leave it there for, then someone is allowed to come and take it. And then we said that if someone leaves out some dung in a rishus rabim, some excrement in a rishus rabim, and another guy comes and is hofeich, he moves it around, the second guy is considered to be the owner of it, and therefore chayiv in any nezek that it causes. And then in Mishnah Dalit, we said that if you have two potters, one walking by and the other, and the first guy trips and falls, and the second guy trips on the first guy, if the first guy had enough time to get up and get out of the way, he's going to be chayiv for any damage that was done to the second fellow. So the Bezrim tomorrow will pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay.